Good afternoon. This is Eric Olander in San Francisco with a Chinese illegal immigration package, and the suggested lead comes to you as follows. Despite China's booming economy and a relatively more liberal political atmosphere, Chinese people in greater numbers are trying to leave the mainland and illegally immigrate to America. U.S. immigration officials say proof of this trend came last month when a ship with 180 Chinese refugees was seized off the coast of California. Eric Olander reports from San Francisco on the fate of Chinese illegal immigrants who are caught and then thrown into a very confusing legal system. And the story comes to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Standing here at the Port of Oakland, overlooking the San Francisco Bay, one can see ships from countries throughout the Pacific Rim waiting to unload their cargoes. Most commonly, these ships are filled with goods such as cars, electronics, and clothing. But officials from the Immigration and Naturalization Service, or the INS, say there is a growing trend of ships coming into U.S. waters filled with human cargo. The ship that was seized last month with 180 Chinese illegal immigrants is an excellent example of this trend, say immigration officials. It was the 10th such interception in the past 14 months. Immigration authorities estimate that every year over 100,000 Chinese illegally immigrate to this country. David Ilkert, INS District Director for Northern California, says this large and growing number is due in part to economic problems on the mainland.
You've got a population of 1,300,000,000 people in China, and obviously they're dissatisfied with the economic conditions. So you have those people who want to come to the United States. Now, our immigration laws, the United States immigration laws, are the most generous in the world. We allow in about 800,000 people a year. Okay, that's more than the rest of the world combined. Okay. Chinese immigration is right up there in the top 10. In fact, it's in the top 5 for the last decade of the countries that we've accepted immigrants from. China's in the top 5.
What happens when illegal immigrants, such as the 180 boat people, are apprehended by American authorities? Well, if they have no passport or documentation that legally allows them to enter the U.S., then the INS begins exclusion proceedings in an effort to send them back to China. Justice Harry Lowe, a judge who sat on the bench for over 25 years, explains.
An illegal immigrant means that he is violating the law. And so it means that the person is subject to exclusion, which is not the same thing as a legal entry. An exclusion means that an immigration officer, or with the help of a U.S. attorney, can say, you are not properly here. We're going to exclude you. We're going to put you into a detention center for a period of time, and then we'll have a very, very informal hearing, and you'll have to go back.
There are 8 stages in the exclusion process. First, the refugees are stopped and questioned by immigration officials, the Coast Guard, or police. If they have no documentation, then the illegal aliens are arrested and detained in jail. Immigration lawyers say the detention time may last anywhere from 2 weeks to 2 years. After detention, the refugees are given a hearing before an immigration judge. At this time, they may present their case for political asylum, arguing before the judge that if they are forced to return home, they will be persecuted. Persecution is defined by the Immigration Service as a threat to life or freedom. Therefore, simply coming to America for economic reasons is not grounds enough to stay. John Wu is a lawyer representing 10 of the newly arrived 180 refugees. He says at the hearing, the illegal immigrants can admit they left for economic reasons, but at the same time, they must prove that if they are forcibly sent home, they will be persecuted.
It seems pretty certain that upon their repatriation, they're going to have some, if not many, problems associated with their illegal departure. My understanding with China is, and many, many countries, is that you need permission to leave, not like the United States. You want to leave? Goodbye. That's as simple as that, right? Tomorrow you want to go to London, you go. You don't need to go through this and that and the other department to get permission. There is another provision in the Chinese law requiring punishment of those who disgrace the motherland. So if you've disgraced the motherland by leaving without authorization, by going to another country, by saying that the country has persecuted me, you've no doubt disgraced the country. And under the laws, you could be punished. Ergo, do we have a case of well-founded fear of persecution?
If during the hearing the refugees fail to adequately present their case for political asylum and are subsequently denied permission to stay in this country, there are 3 levels of appeals. First, at the Bureau of Immigration Affairs, then at Federal District Court, and finally at the U.S. Court of Appeals. All told, the 8 stages of exclusion proceedings can last as long as 5 years. If an illegal immigrant does manage to slip through the system and border checks, as many do, what happens then? Henry Dird, executive director of Chinese for Affirmative Action, a community and civil rights group based in San Francisco, says all too often the illegal Chinese immigrant is forced to live a life of indentured servitude, poverty, and misery. Because they have no recourse, many women, even young children, are pushed into prostitution, and the men frequently find themselves in sweatshops, restaurants, and organized crime. For those considering coming to this country without the proper documentation, Henry Durr offers a word of caution.
Individuals who, for whatever reason, are thinking about coming here illegally without appropriate authorization should really think twice, because I think they are subjecting themselves to life-threatening situations and to a life of misery if they are detected and are detained in a jail, or if they are able to smuggle into the country without being detected. Then they're going to be exploited by businesses, by unsavory individuals who want to take advantage of their undocumented alien status.
Despite the misery and horrible life that many Chinese illegal immigrants must endure here, David Ilkert, the INS director of Northern California, says there is nothing to indicate a slowdown in the flow of Chinese refugees coming to the U.S. Reporting from San Francisco, I'm Eric Olander.